From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the treats of amateur radio is to take part in the recognition of special interest groups. Sometimes it is a contest with certificate as a memento, and sometimes it is just knowing you are there on the special day. This weekend has been one of these events, and the special interest group is a small one which aims to unite others in promoting and enjoying the spirit of amateur radio. Of course, I refer to the Ladies Amateur Radio Association. After the broadcast, you still have the opportunity to log a few contacts in the 44th ALARA contest. Pop over to the website and look at the rules under the contest heading. Remember, you can use contacts on Echolink if you're unable to get on air. Amongst the general community, there is a perception that radio amateurs are sweaty older men playing with strange things in the man caves. ALARA is a group that proves that this pursuit is one that all people who can hold a license can get joy out of, being a ham. It's great to show the flag, so to speak, and we can certainly show our support for the members of ALARA.org by joining in the contest. It's almost frightening to think that it's on the cusp of spring, and that heralds a new period of operations on shortwave. With increased temperature comes different modes of radio propagation. Although reports at the moment are showing various bands are alive and kicking and giving good global contacts, particularly with the grey line. There are suggestions that the estimated peak in solar activity for this cycle 25 was reached earlier this month. If we've reached the peak according to the observations, going by past experience, we should still have another 2 to 3 years of good radio conditions ahead of us. So with Christmas not too far in the offing, it might be time to look at some of the interesting gear coming on the market. The Christmas elves are very inventive, and you could find a nice surprise under the tree this year. I would like to remind listeners that a great addition to the WIA news service is the video adaptation by Bevan VK5BD. You can watch on YouTube and get the full broadcast quality audio with graphics to play at your convenience. Recently, there have been issues in my locality with no rebroadcasts on 2 metres, so having this as a further alternative has been a boon. This is not to forget that the text and audio is available for download from the wia.org.au website. I've been subscribed to the news in text for many years, even back in the heyday of packet radio. Being able to listen can bring out things that might be missed if you are reading when rushed, distracted or tired. So it's good luck in the contest and 7-3. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.